via remote. U.S. President Donald Trump voted in his adopted home state of Florida before hitting the campaign trail for rallies in three swing states on Saturday, joining more than 54 million Americans who have cast early ballots ahead of the November 3rd election. The U.S. Elections Project says that if this pace keeps up, it could mark the highest voter turnout in a century. Trump voted at a library in West Palm Beach near his Mar-a-Lago estate after switching his permanent residence and voter registration last year from New York to Florida, which is a must-win battleground. Democratic rival Joe Biden also hit the campaign trail Saturday, traveling to the battleground state of Pennsylvania for two events. Former President Barack Obama will campaign in Florida, making his second appearance on behalf of his former Vice President Joe. President Alpha Conde of Guinea won the October 18th election with 59.5% of the vote, according to a full preliminary tally from the Election Commission on Saturday. The victory requires confirmation by the Constitutional Court, but it does give a third term in office to the 82-year-old Conde after a bitterly fought election in which the opposition said he had no right to participate. Conde says a constitutional referendum in March reset his two-term limit, but opponents say he's breaking the law by holding on to power. Results were announced in batches in recent days and already showed Conde in the lead, sparking street protests in opposition strongholds in which at least 17 people have died. And in the Ivory Coast, President Alassane Ouattara is also running for a third term in elections this month after using a change in the constitution as a reset, sparking violent street clashes in this country as well.